desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. Written on the board, the title, Pursuing God. Are you all in pursuit of something this morning? What are you pursuing? There was a story, and I read this many years ago, and if memory serves me right, I think I even shared this before. But it was in 2003, there was a hiker by the name of Aaron Ralston, and he was in Utah exploring a canyon, and he got trapped, his arm got trapped, I think, with a falling boulder. And he got trapped there, and he was pinned to the canyon wall. He was stuck for 5 days. No water, no phone. I think he had a little water, actually. He had no food, but I believe he started out with at least a little bit of water. There's no way to call for help, and it got to the point he realized he was going to die there. And he made a decision that I'm going to live. Whatever it takes, I'm going to live. So what he did is he broke his own arm because it was stuck and he couldn't get it. He broke his arm and he had one of those multipurpose tools. And the knife part of it was very dull, but so he broke his arm and then he slowly, had to be slow because it was so dull, he cut his forearm off. And he had to rappel down a cliff, walk for 6 miles, and he's alive today to tell about it. That took a strong purpose and decision that I want to live. And I couldn't help but think about Christian and Pilgrim's Progress with all of the problems and temptations and issues around, all the voices. Christian plugging his ears, well, their pilgrim plugging his ears, and what did he cry out? Life, life, eternal life. I'm in pursuit of something this morning. If this man, Aaron, could go to those lengths to save his earthly life, how much more should we be willing to give up and sacrifice to gain eternal life this morning? I'm in pursuit of God today. And the enemy will do everything he can when you are in pursuit of God to deter you, to distract you, to try to cause you to lose your purpose, to lose your vision, because he wants us to lose our soul in the end. He doesn't care how long it takes. But we need to make a decision. Because see, it took a firm decision with Aaron to say, this is going to hurt. And that's to say the least of it. This is going to hurt. This is going to be painful. I don't know if he blacked out in the middle of it all or not. I don't know. Apparently, they made a documentary or even a movie. I'm not sure what they did. But I read when I was researching, be sure I had my facts right, they've made something out of this. And there's a lot of distorted facts about this story. So I had to try to weed through that to get to the real story of what happened. But it had to take a decision that no matter what sacrifice it takes, I want to live. This morning, if you have not made a firm decision that no matter what, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're not going to make it. And you may say, well, that's not very kind, preacher. It's truth, though. Because there are so many areas that we can fall by the wayside. There are a lot of voices in the world today trying to deter us from truth, even if we maintain our profession of Christ. And it's going to take a willingness on our part to say, Lord, no matter if I have to give up my friends, if I lose some of my family, over it, if I lose the things of this world, wealth and money and all of those things, Lord, it doesn't matter what it takes, self-sacrifice. I'm going to have to deny myself of some of the pleasures of the flesh and of the world to be in pursuit of God. But if we are not all in this morning, we're not going to make it. Okay? This half-hearted service will not take you very far. It might see you through the day or the week or maybe a month or even a couple of years, but it will not see you to the finish line. It's going to take a purpose that, Lord, I'm going to pursue God no matter what the cost. And the sons of Korah, do you remember who Korah was? Korah was the one that rebelled against Moses, and the earth opened up and swallowed him up. So the sons of Korah eventually became musicians and singers in the tabernacle and in the temple. And I was actually very inspired with that. I thought, oh, thank God that I'm not paying for the sins of my father. The sons of Korah were instrumental in multiple ways in the worship of God after their father had sinned. And so in the 42nd Psalm, one of the sons of Korah wrote this: "As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God." In our language, he was talking about a buck. He was talking about a deer here that had been in, someone had been in pursuit of it. So think about chasing after a buck and you're trying to take its life, and that buck is running for all it's worth until he's panting and his legs are trembling and he just needs a drink of water. That's what the son of Korah was saying. This is how I feel about God this morning. Lord, I'm running for my life, and I'm wanting you, I'm longing for you. My lungs are burning and I'm trembling and I'm desperate. Do you feel that for the Lord this morning? Because the scripture says in the Old Testament, woe unto them that are what? At ease where? In Zion. He's not talking about the world now. He's talking about some of us. And the prophet was saying, you better be careful. Because when you think everything's going good and I'm just kind of coasting along, we're setting ourselves up for a fall. Because the enemy is at work. And the scripture teaches us in Revelation, in the battle of Armageddon, it is the battle of the last days. Forces of evil and religion are surrounding the camp of the saints. He's already got the world, so he's working on God's people. And we are going to have to recognize that we are in a spiritual battle this morning. Lord, I need you. I'm desperate for you. Whatever it takes, Lord, I'm going to pursue you. People in our world are pursuing so many different things. For some people, it's money. And do you realize you don't have to be rich to pursue money? You can be as poor as a church mouse, as the saying goes, and you can still be pursuing the wealth of this world. Because that's where your mind is, it's where your heart is, it's where your affections are. I want that. And you can pursue after that. There are people that are pursuing education. They're pursuing pleasure. They don't care about money, they just want the pleasures of the flesh. Whatever form that takes. And that's their pursuit. It's where their time is, it's where their focus is. They're always on the lookout for the pleasures of the flesh. Success. You know, I believe that God's people, y'all have heard me say this before, if anyone should be an industrious people, it ought to be God's people. God's people are not to temporarily be a lazy people. However, the ultimate pursuit should be the things of God. And when I am pursuing God with everything that I have, there are going to be times financially, physically, temporally, in what the world terms success, I'm going to have to turn my back on it for the cause of God. And that's not just for the preacher, that's for all of us, if we're going to make it. What areas are you willing to step up? Last Sunday morning, and this wasn't intended to be a follow-up, and after the Lord gave me the message, I realized it was. Last week was arise. Get up. But when you get up, what are you going to do? Pursue God. Lord, I'm not going to stay down. I want to get up, and now I'm going to pursue God and go after Him. There are people that are pursuing all these things of the world, and they go to school. They will go to seminars. Have you ever seen people get really excited about seminars? Maybe because you're going to learn, or you're going to make connection, or you're going to sell, or you're whatever the case may be, and they are so excited about it. Oh, I want to do this. Why? Because they're pursuing something. Pursuit of the dream of this world. But too often, it comes to the neglect of our soul. I'm going to put my education, I'm going to put my business, I'm going to put my financial welfare, I'm going to put all these things on the altar. And when I recognize, and folks, sometimes they do, they start creeping in. They start creeping in. Jesus said, be careful of the cares of this life. Why? Because it'll be a snare to all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. The cares of life, the things that aren't sin. Is it sin to be educated? Is it sin to make money? Is it sin to be successful? Not in and of itself. But when it is at the expense of your pursuit of God, it will become sin to you. Because it will end up separating you from God. And that is the definition of sin. That which separates us from God. And so that means then that we're going to have to make some purposes this morning. We're going to have to make some desire, have a desire that, Lord, I'm going to pursue you even at my own personal expense. David said in Psalm 63 and 8, my soul followeth. How? Hard. My soul. Now, I'm not just preaching about it now. I'm not just telling everybody else how to live. David is saying personally, my soul follows hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. This is not casual religion this morning. There are a lot of people that are in church houses today. There are a lot of people that are singing and rejoicing and have a lot of entertainment going on, and they go home the same that they came. The Lord wants us this morning to have a purpose of heart that, Lord, I'm going to follow hard after you. It's more than coming and wondering what all the saints are thinking about me. So I'm going to act a certain way, and I'm going to dress a certain way, and I'm going to talk a certain way when I'm around God's people. So I'm a saint in good standing because people think well of me. I can let that be my motivation, but folks, that will not get me to heaven. I'm going to have a heart desire that, Lord, more than anything else, I want to please you. And I will just quote my old pastor, when you please God, you will please everybody that deserves to be pleased. When you please God. But our motivation should be, Lord, whatever I have to give up. And we live in a religious world that is teaching, fulfill your dreams, have God's blessings on your life, and you'll be children of God. I read in the scripture Jesus saying, if any man will come after me, let him do what? Deny himself. Folks, it's not denial for denial's sake. Some people say, well, I just want to make things as difficult as I can on myself, as if that's going to make us righteous. That's not what righteousness is about. But when you follow Jesus, there will be crossroads in your life that you're going to have to make decisions, and it's going to hurt to follow Jesus. It's going to hurt. You're going to give up something. But the blessings of the Lord make what? They make rich. It's worth it this morning. Young folks, it's worth it. But do not think that I can just come to church and kind of have a traditional lifestyle that I've been raised in and I'm going to make it. You won't make it. You're going to have to get hold of God for yourself, where you say, Lord, I'm going to pursue you until when it hurts. If I have to cut my arm off, that's what Brother Jeremy was referring to earlier. Jesus said this, it would be better to go through life lame or maimed than to miss heaven. You say, but everybody else is doing it. What does that have to do with it? It is not wise for us to measure ourselves or compare ourselves among ourselves. Shame on the saints that do that. We need to get hold of God for ourselves. Lord, I want to get an experience with you that I live like I do because of Jesus Christ and because of his word. And it means it's going to hurt sometimes. But you're going to find the blessings of God when we do that. So again, are we following hard after God? I don't want to be distracted. And it's not just for the young people. I want to encourage the middle age and those that are up in age. And I'm finding more and more the older I get. It's not smooth sailing even if you've served the Lord for 50 years. Can those of you older agree with me there? Is that right? We've got some battles to face. The enemy works hard in your middle age. I've discovered that. He works hard on the older saints. Folks, we cannot afford to get distracted. I've gone too far, the song says, was I've gone too far to look back or turn back? Both. I've gone too far to go back this morning. But it's going to take us refocusing. Lord, I'm going to pursue you. And it's going to hurt in the flesh. But Aaron had life, even though he lost his forearm. He lived to tell about it. Folks, be willing. If the Lord is calling for something in your life this morning, and the devil's saying, you don't have to do that. You're saved. You're saved. You love the Lord. It's going to be okay. Folks, when God calls for something, be willing to give it up to him, because life is going to be a whole lot more worth. It's going to be worth so much more than if you hold on to that thing that you don't want to give up and end up losing your soul. Lord, my soul follows hard after you. Have you ever followed someone in traffic in a very busy city, maybe where there's lots of traffic? I remember some instances where I was the leader, and I think they were struggling to keep up, and sometimes I've been the follower. Do you know when you're in a lot of traffic, what you need to do, like in a big city? There's a lot of moving between lanes and things. Get on their bumper and stay on it. I'm not going to worry. I can't get back three car lengths because someone else is going to get between us and I'll end up losing them. If I don't know the way, you have to stick close. You've got to follow hard, don't you? Are we willing to do that with God this morning? I don't want to lose sight of the Lord. I don't want to lose my vision this morning of what it means to live a holy life. I don't want to lose my vision this morning. I don't want to lose my experience. I don't want to step outside of the umbrella of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But it's going to take following hard after God and pursuing hard. And if we don't do that, we're going to lose our bearing, saints. We're going to lose our direction. Jeremiah put it this way, from God. In Jeremiah 29:13, he said, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search with me for me with what? How much of your heart? But Lord, I've given so much. Lord, I've done so much. Lord, you know I love you. But do you have that burning passion in relationship with God still today? The scripture says you're going to find me. But it's going to take searching for me and pursuing me with, in the words of Sister, let's see, this, there may be a couple of you here that know who I'm referring to. Sister Laverne Manuel, many years ago, preached a message at Monarch on A-double-L-all. All. With all of your heart. Where's your heart this morning? Is this fair? I mean, let's just get down to where we live this morning, all right? You say, don't step on my toes. I'd rather step on your toes now that you could have life than you get to the judgment, lose out. Fair thing? Fair? Is that all right? Is there anything in your life this morning that you could say, I'm not searching with all of my heart? Yes, I love God. Don't call my experience into question, preacher. But we're going to have to examine our lives. What is it that we might be holding on to just a little bit? You don't have to give it up for me. You don't have to follow a list of these are the traditional lifestyles that saints follow. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about things you know God is calling for in your life. And when we're not willing to give it up, it is that very thing that's going to hinder us from making it in. How much better to go through a little bit of hurt right now, in a little bit of pain, and say, Lord, I want to make it. So I'm going to follow you with all of my heart. And folks, you'll find God. It's one of the reasons some people are not experiencing the anointing of the Holy Spirit in their life that have sat in the Church of God pews year after year is because they haven't come to the place that they're giving everything to God. And they've got the image and they've got the doctrine. But where's the life? Lord, help us. Draw nigh to God. Oh, if I pursue God with all my heart, what's he going to do? Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. You want to have the closeness and the peace and the anointing and the victory in Jesus Christ this morning? You do your part and God has promised he'll do his. And you will find an experience that goes way beyond just what you hear about. The Lord has an experience for you this morning spiritually that will surpass what you can dream of, but you're going to have to be willing to give all. We're going to have to give it all and say, Lord, I'm going to pursue you, whatever it takes. And if you're not willing to make that consecration, I fear for your soul this morning, because it's going to take us giving it all. Singular pursuit. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. One thing. So what's your one thing this morning? What do you want more than anything else? Money? Success? Approval of people? Approval of the saints? Approval of the world? What is it you want? What's your dream this morning? Nothing's wrong with having goals. We need to have them. But if there's one thing that you could have this morning, what would it be? And if it is not, with beyond a shadow of a doubt, that, Lord, I want to see you. I want to be found ready. I want to experience your peace in my life. If it's not that, you're never going to find it. That's scriptural. But when you search for me with all of your heart, when you say like David, one thing have I desired, because Jesus himself said, no man can serve two masters. And the devil tries to make us think that we can. He really does. You can have both. You can serve the Lord, and you can be faithful, and you can still have all this. And Jesus said, there's going to come a point. And I'm paraphrasing and putting some of his parables and teachings together now. Think of the young rich ruler. We're going to come to a point of a crossroads. If you want to hear more on that, come out to the Washington meeting. That's next week. We're going to come to a crossroads that we're going to have to make a decision. Because I can't serve two masters. So what's your master this morning? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Are you seeking the righteousness of God this morning? The devil's tried to make holiness a bad word. Oh, you're one of those people. Yes, I'm one of those people by the grace of God. It's not a bad word. Seek first the kingdom of God, his way, his will, his purpose, His holiness. And all these other things will be added unto you. Prioritize this morning. Prioritize the things of God. And we're gonna close here in a moment. Philippians 3, verse 14, Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press. In other words, it doesn't always come easy. I'm in hot pursuit. The pedals to the metal, young folks. You know what I mean? I thought I was going to be 2 minutes late to the breakfast this morning. So as I left, I asked chat. I said, I'm 2 minutes late. I've got 17 miles. Google Maps says it's 23 miles. How can I make it up? I was careful, folks. But I wanted to be sure I was not going under the speed limit. I told some of them before service, it did tell me, say, it's not worth having an accident. The people will just be glad that the pastor's there, have a good breakfast. They won't be checking their watch. I don't know. I made it. But with God, Lord, I don't have time to play around. I don't have time to waste, Lord. You don't either. Everything in this world is not wrong, saints, but I'll tell you, the world has taken a lot of souls. And we here this morning are not exempt. But it's up to you. Are you going to pursue God with all of your heart? In closing, Psalm 119, verse 2, blessed are they. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. If you want to be blessed this morning and ultimately make it in, I want to encourage you and challenge you to pursue God with everything that you have this morning. You pray for me, folks. I want to make it. And I want you to make it, but we're going to have to give it everything that we have.